Name makes that accept. This is Carrie speaking.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I just had a couple of questions for you.
Yeah, sure. What were you wanting to know?
So my little guinea pig, he's a little boy. He's probably about 2.5 now. I've just come home and he's actually gotten out of his cage and I found him laying in the sun and he like wasn't moving and wasn't really responsive but still breathing. And this has happened once before. I definitely need to reinforce his cage. But last time I just like ran him under some nice cold water and like gave him some food and stuff like really slowly. And he came to pretty quick, but it's been like about 1.5 hours and he's only like just starting to come to. And he's doing this thing every couple of seconds where it's kind of like he's stretching, but I don't know if he is. And it's just got me a bit confused.
Yeah, it could be a seizure. Like, definitely it sounds like it is definite heat stroke. Like, it would require fluids and cooling down. Like, my advice would be to get him straight down so that we could actively start cooling and giving him fluids and doctor to assess him. For him to be doing that, it does sound quite critical.
That's the thing. I'm actually not able to get to you guys at all, and I did ring one of my more local vets. And they said to just give you guys a call and to see if we could do, like, just any over-the-phone, just advice in general.
Yeah, like, fluid therapy would definitely be required. But, like, active cooling you need to do, but you have to be very careful with these guys as well. You don't want to be forcing any water into their mouths or anything because they will aspirate. So cooling, but definitely. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Deakula near Woodford.
Yeah. So you can't take him to your local vet there for them to actively start doing treatment on him? Is that not an option?
No, I don't have any mode of transport at the moment, and they said that they don't keep that type of medicine on hand because they're not exotic.
Yeah, most of the medications that we've got, a normal dog and cat practice would have as well for treatment. But, let me just pop you on hold. I won't be a minute there for you.
Okay.
Palming him off.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, so basically it's exactly what I've just told you, active cooling. So just with some cold, like in a sink, just have some cool water. You don't want to directly be soaking them in the water, but just running water over them. Have a fan in close proximity to try and cool them down as well. Don't use ice or anything because that will cool them down too much and too quickly. But definitely with the stretching and everything, it does sound like we're quite critical. So without obviously veterinary treatment, I can't say without seeing them how critical we are, but that's all you could potentially do at home. Like, I wouldn't be squirting water or anything into their mouth. Like, a few drops here and there will be okay, but definitely don't be squirting water into their mouth or anything like that because the risk of aspiration is quite high.
Yeah, I've just got him in the cool sink at the moment in the shade. I've just been like running a little bit of water.
Yeah, and are you inside in aircon?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you've got a portable fan or anything, just sitting that up close by, not directly in the face of the guinea pig, but close by so he's getting active cooling that way as well.
Yeah, I've already got
on, dampened towels and just popping water over their body. Obviously, stay away from their face. Don't let them aspirate any water that way. But that's all you can really do at home. But, yeah, my advice is if you could get to a vet, get to your local vet for them to actively start doing treatment.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know about the stretching motions. But...
Yeah, it does sound like a seizure-type activity, and they do that when they are critical.
Yeah, it's just every couple seconds, it's almost like a little stretch.
Yeah, no, it's definitely critical. So over the phone, that's all I can really recommend, but definitely if you can get into someone to take you to Woodford, they will be able to actively start using protocol to help treat your guinea pig, but he does sound quite critical.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all the best.
All right, bye.
Bye.